In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, to tell you to be encouraged, because there's a silver lining in everything that's negative. God works together for the good, all things to those who love him. There's a silver lining in everything if we believe Romans 8:28. Oh yes, I believe it. That's one of my favorite scriptures. God works everything to the good to those who love him. Everything includes everything, not just some things. I just don't have to explain what everything means. It means everything. I'm looking at Psalm 84. It is the joy of worship in the temple. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, God of hosts. The temple, how lovely it is. We have no temple, but we have a church. And how lovely is your dwelling place in the tabernacle, O Lord Jesus Christ. How lovely is the presence of God in the tabernacle in the Catholic tradition. Let me just tell you, many years ago, I was with friends with a Jewish rabbi, and he wanted to come into the church. He had never been in a church. And so I took him to the church. I was in Cambridge at the time. And what happened? He says, "That's a red light over there. What does that mean?" "We have the red light too." He says, "Our red light means the scrolls of the scripture." "What does your red light mean?" "The Lord is present under the form of bread." The Lord is present under the form of bread. It is not the law. It is the Lord in the tabernacle. Oh, yes, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord God of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. Do you long for the Lord Jesus? Do you long to just dwell with him, in him, and through him? My heart and my flesh sing for joy. Does your heart sing for joy today? I told you yesterday, we've gone through a hard time, but there's a silver lining in everything because of Romans 8:28. Oh yes, Romans 8:28 says that he's going to bring good out of everything. Hallelujah. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Do you sing for joy to the living God? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at the altars, O Lord God of hosts, my King and my God. Oh yes, the Father is King and he is God. Jesus is King and he is God. Oh yes, we need to sing to the King. Sing to the King, because he is worthy of our song of praise. Happy are those who live in your house. Happy are those who visit the Blessed Sacrament. Yes, not only the temple, but the Blessed Sacrament, ever singing your praises, ever singing the praises of God. How we need to sing the praises of God. The Lord does not need our praises. They help us. I was just going through something just recently with my thought life, and it was negative. And I know how to make it positive. Be grateful for everything. Thank you, Lord, for my heart. Thank you, Lord, for my eyes. Thank you, Lord, for my mouth to speak your word. Thank you, Lord, for my ears that hear. Thank you, Lord, for my feet that walk. Thank you, Lord, for my hands that touch and that bless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You want to get rid of bad thoughts? Keep thanking the Lord. Keep thanking the Lord. Ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you. Our strength is in God. We have no strength apart from ourselves. Our strength is in God. Do you know that? You say, but I'm so weak. But I tell you, he chooses the weak to confound the wise. Oh, yes, today, in whose hearts are the roads to Zion, whose hearts are the road to the temple. Yes, is your heart on the road to Jesus? Is your heart on the road to the Lord? If not, just make it so. I choose you, Jesus. I want my heart to be in you, for you, with you. Amen. As they go through the bitter valley, and we all go through bitter valleys, I tell you, there's no one that's not subject to bitter valleys. They make it a place of springs. Here it is again. God works all things for the good to those who love him. Are you in the bitter valleys of life? Start singing to the Lord. Start singing to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Are you going from strength to strength? You see, I'm so weak. If your heart is in Jesus, you will go from strength to strength, even though you don't feel strong. I know that when I am most weak, that's when God uses me most. I'm always most weak. So I want God to use me today because he loves you and he loves me. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. That's Mount Zion where the temple was. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Do you believe that God hears the prayer of the broken? I believe it. I believe it. I know it. And I know that he hears the prayer of the broken and of the heart that's been hurt. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. You are our shield, Lord. Look on the face of your anointed. Well, we know who the anointed one is. It's the Lord Jesus. Look on the face of Jesus Christ, your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. It sounds like Obed-Edom. Do you remember Obed-Edom? They brought the Ark of the Covenant into his house, and it stayed there 3 months because somebody, Uzzah, touched it and died. And David says, the Lord's angry. Let's kind of put him in the hill country of Judah. And that's where he stayed for 3 months, the Ark of the Covenant. But I'm telling you this, Obed-Edom was blessed. And he says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell any place else. It is better in for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of the wicked. Oh, yes. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. We know many doorkeepers that became saints. Andre Bessette, Saint Andre Bessette, was a doorkeeper. And people from all around the world would come to him for prayer in Canada, in Montreal. Oh, yes, he was a doorkeeper. The the Jesuit Saint Gonzaga was a doorkeeper, and again, everybody would come to him and be blessed. Why? Because he was holy. He was holy. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. He bestows favor and honor. He bestows grace and honor. Do you know that he honors you because you are made in his likeness? But we need to honor him far more than he honors us. Oh, he honors us when we trust in him. He honors us when we trust in him. He honors us when we trust in him. No good thing does the Lord withhold. Oh, no, he doesn't withhold any good thing. He has given us his Spirit. If you fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children and your sinners, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? No good thing does the Lord withhold. He does not withhold the Holy Spirit from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is the man who trusts in you. And there we go again. Happy is the man who trusts in you. I tell you, the only thing God is looking for in us is that we trust in him. Are you trusting in him today? Are you just saying, my Lord, things are so bad. There's a silver lining in every bad thing. God works all things together for the good to those who love him. I'm looking at the infancy narrative starting with Luke 1, verse 5. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. He was a priest. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, another priestly family, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God. They lived by faith. That's what it means. Are you living by faith? Living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children. And when a couple had no children, they would be considered cursed by people. They had no children. Elizabeth was barren. Because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years, Elizabeth had already gone through the change of life. So they stopped praying for a child. Once, when he was serving as priest before God, and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. This is what he was called to do, to offer incense. Do you know that your prayers go before God like incense? Oh, yes. And they are always there. Even when you stop praying for certain things, your prayer is always before the Lord himself. Now, at that time of incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to Zechariah an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw the angel, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. Does fear overwhelm you today? Then listen to the next line. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard." They stopped praying, but prayer is always in the presence of God. Yes, all the prayers that I make in the presence of God, even after I stop praying for them. Today, I'm going to say with you and me, I give permission to the Lord to do with me what he wants for his glory. Oh, yes, I give permission to the Lord to do whatever he wants for his glory. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. You know what John means? Gift of God. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even from his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We are not filled with the Holy Spirit from our birth, but we are filled with the Holy Spirit from our baptism. And as we grow, we need the Holy Spirit. I cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. Have you turned people to God and to Jesus Christ? Have you done that? That's our vocation. The vocation of the church is to be missionary. Oh, yes, we need to reach out to people one at a time, that they would come to know God, that they would come to know God. I continue. With the spirit and power of Elijah, your son will go before him to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Are you prepared for the coming of Jesus when he comes in glory? Are you prepared? Do you pray? Do you surrender? Do you trust? We're all so broken, but that's why we need to hear it over and over again. Are you prepared for the coming of Jesus in his glory? Then pray, then trust, then seek his face. Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute until and unable to speak until the day that these things occur." He doubted. The angel of God came from heaven to tell him, "You're going to have a son. You're going to name him John." Zechariah said, "My wife is old. I'm old. How can that be?" But you see, their prayer was before God still when they stopped praying for a son. Their prayer was always before God. Your prayer is always before the throne of God. You've got to know that today. You've got to believe that today. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When the time of service was ended, he went home to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away my disgrace." It was a disgrace not to have children. Now we do not have that. We have dogs instead of children. Oh, yes. You know, people say, "Well, I'm going to wait to have my child. It might be too late. It might be too late." God wants people who are young to have children, who are young. When you get older, it's more difficult to handle, unless you have 10 and they help you out, the older ones. You say, "Well, people should not be having 10 children." I tell you that. What if I offered you $1 million, would you take it? of course. And I say, no, forget it. I'm offering you $10 million. Would you take it? Oh, yes, I'd rather have the $10 million. I tell you, 10 children is worse, is better than having $10 million. Oh, yes, they are the fruit of the womb, the blessed of God. This is what the Lord has done to me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people. In the sixth month of John the Baptist being in the womb of Elizabeth, Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Of all the women in the world, the Father chose Miriam of Nazareth to hold his child in her womb. And you know, Miriam was more than an incubator. She loved the child that was growing in her womb. She loved the child. So many people think that Miriam or Mary of Nazareth was an incubator. No. She loved that child before that child was born. Oh, yes. Do you respect the womb of people? In the United States, we kill people. And you know what? I heard that the vaccines have parts of fetal tissue in the vaccine. I'm not having one. I'm not having one. I'm not going to have fetal tissue in my body. Not only do we kill the children, then we sell them for scientific research. How sick this is. And no one talks about it very often. Oh, yes, I do. I remember someone called the archdiocese and wanted to know a pro-life priest. This should be every priest. So the woman said, I know one who's more pro-life than he should be. His name is Father Tom DiLorenzo. I'm pro-life because I'm pro-grace. I'm pro-life because I love Jesus. I'm pro-life because God has given me everything that I have. I'm pro-life from the womb to the tomb. And you have to watch out when people are with hospice. Sometimes they kill people by giving them too much drugs. Oh, yes. You want to say, I want to live until God takes me. I want to live until God takes me. To a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, favored one. Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said, Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor, grace with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. Jesus, the sweetest name above all names, that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, do you proclaim the name of Jesus? Do I proclaim the name of Jesus? That's what I want to do. That's what I need to do. That's why God called me to the earth to proclaim Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. Do you know that the throne of Jesus was given to him David's throne, because Jesus is the King, even from his conception. Jesus is the King. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, send your Holy Spirit upon all who heard my voice today, and we give you permission to do with me and them what you please. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.